Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Ravens first-round pick Malachi Starks and Zach Orr met with the media in Owings Mills on Friday afternoon.
How you guys doing? Everybody doing all right? I appreciate you guys coming out. Obviously, you could tell that we're excited. Last night, we drafted Malachi Starks out of Georgia. First and foremost, just want to thank Eric and his staff, man, all the work they do to provide us coaches the information to evaluate the players. And it became real clear when we started the evaluation process as coaches that Malachi Starks is one of the top players in this draft. And when you combine his on-the-field talent, his on-the-field production, combined with his character, his work ethic, and his mindset that we look for in Baltimore, he was a clear-cut number one defensive player for us as coaches. So we were ecstatic when we got him. Not just me as a coordinator, not just the secondary coaches. Our linebacker coaches were excited. Defensive line coaches excited because we know what type of player and what type of person we're bringing to Baltimore, man. And I know you got Eric and Harbs talked about his interview process. It was a great interview. At the combine, I was there. Went to the pro day, one of the best workouts I've seen, not just from a DB, just from a football player in general. And then when you cut on the film, it's very evident that not a lot of people can do what Malachi Starks could do on the football field. So we're ecstatic to add him to our defense, to add him to our team. We play with a lot of DBs in the secondary. He's very familiar with playing all over the secondary, which was appeasing to us. He's a playmaker. He's a ball hawk. And most importantly, he's a dog, man. In the classroom, off the field, and on the field, loves ball. That's what we're looking for in Baltimore. So we're excited to add him to our defense. He's going to be a great piece for us, and we're excited to get to work with him.
It was kind of hard to follow up after that. I just want to say thank you to the whole staff and Eric and the whole staff for just believing in me and taking a shot on me. And just the history that runs here. I think when I chose to go to the University of Georgia as a freshman, the history that ran there in the defensive room and the history that I want to be a part of, the type of program that I want to be a part of is very similar to what they've built here. And there's a lot of elite guys that I can't wait to, you know, learn from and be a sponge. And I'm ready to, you know, get here and be a Raven. I'm ready to get to work.
Yeah, Malachi, you kind of touched upon the history. I mean, this is a team that had Ed Reed at safety, now has Colin. How much does that mean to kind of be in kind of that legacy at that position here?
Yeah, I think it's huge, and I take pride in it, you know. A really big thing for me is showing respect for the guys who came before you and paving the way for the ones who are going to come after you. So just being able to, you know, be in that room and learn from those guys and just – the history that runs here, like I said earlier, just really tap into that and, you know, learn what it means to be a Raven. I'm excited.
Zach, does your mind start spinning immediately when you think about him and Kyle Hamilton and all the other DBs about what you can do with his talent now added to your defense?
Definitely. I ran into Coach this morning. We were in the weight room. We were already talking about all the different ways how he adds to our defense, man. And we talk about the advantage that we feel like we have here in Baltimore is being positionless. And that's all over the field, but especially with our secondary. And he helps create a advantage for us and a disadvantage to the offense because he can line up all over the field for us and be productive along with the other DBs we have in the room. So we're excited to continue to add to that, and it's going to be great for us.
Malachi, I'm sure you've been dreaming for a while to be drafted into the NFL. Have you taken time to kind of, you know, slow time down for a second and just think about what led you to this point today?
Yeah, I think I did last night. It's been quick, you know. You get that call, you walk on stage, and it's quick. You in interviews, you go to sleep. Next morning, you're on the flight. But I think, after I got done with the interviews and I got back and I was with my family, just being able to, you know, sit on the couch and just kind of talk about it and just really be grateful for the whole moment. A lot of guys dream of this day. A lot of guys don't make it to it as well. So just really appreciating the little things that it took to get here and all the people who've helped me get in this position today was really huge for me.
Malachi, the Ravens talked about how impressive you were in the combine interview. What impressed you about the Ravens organization when you interviewed with them?
You can just feel it. I think I kind of talked about this earlier with Coach. Like when you watch Raven football, you can feel it. Like when someone says Raven football, like you know what they're talking about. Like as soon as they say it. So like as soon as I walked in the room, I felt like that presence, that that energy of football. And at the end of the day, I'm a guy who loves football, but also like surrounding myself with good people, good men, because I'm still young and I'm still learning. So just being able to be at a place like this, I mean, it's huge for me and my family.
Well, I would just go back to what you were saying about the journey. What has that journey been like back, you know, thinking back to all the way back to your childhood, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and you know, dealing with hard times and all of that to this point, and what is it, how would you, I guess, describe what it means to you to have gotten from that to this?
It's a blessing. I come from a very, you know, faithful background, and something that me and my parents and my fiance had talked about a lot this week, but throughout the process as well, you know, God has already written my story for me. So just being able to have faith in him and stay true to myself and not compromise that for anybody. And I think when you look back on the things that, you know, me and my family have been through, just being able to stay true to ourselves, but also keep God first. You know, things happen for a reason and you may never know. And, you know, you may know right away, but just having faith in that and, you know, staying true to ourselves is what really got me to my point today.
Did you feel like you waited a little bit too long to have your name called, and like,
have the
motivation going forward, playing with a little bit of chip on your shoulder against some of the teams that maybe asked you about?
No, I'm in the perfect spot. I'm right where I need to be. I'm ready to get to work.
Malachi, at Georgia, you practiced against some great players, you know, Brock Bowden. Coming here, how much are you looking forward to practicing against some of the Ravens' weapons, and how much do you think that'll help your development?
Yeah, I think, you know, iron sharpens iron, and I'm a guy who loves to compete. So at the end of the day, you know, as much as I want to learn from the defensive side, I want to learn from the offensive side too. So I'm excited to really get out there and, you know, be a sponge to, you know, all the elite guys that they have on the team.
Zach, you mentioned that Malachi's the top guy that you guys were hoping to get. We saw the clip of you celebrating with the defensive coaches. And just what was kind of the emotion of that moment, and what led to that excitement that you had at the moment?
Like I said, early in the process, man, just, you know, like I said, at the combine, watching the film, going down to the pro day, talking to the coaches and the staff at Georgia's, how much they raved about him, and that confirming with our own conversations and the film. Our football coaches, man, we love football. We love guys who love football, and Malachi is one of those guys, and it was something that we talked about throughout the night. It was like, man, you know, hopefully Malachi is there. Hopefully he's there. So that was the guy we were focused on as coaches from a defensive standpoint the whole time. And, you know, as it gets closer, you start getting a little bit more anxious. So when we found out that that's what's going to, that we were going to be able to get him here in Baltimore, it was just ecstatic. And that was just like all our coaches, they watch football, they watch the tape, they know what type of player he is, and we're glad to have him.
Malachi, the good news is you don't have to see them as an opponent on Sunday. The bad news is you've got to see him every day in practice, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Thoughts on playing against guys you've probably been playing against on Madden for a lot of years?
Yeah, you're not wrong. I'm excited, kind of to piggyback off what I said earlier. I mean, these guys are elite, so just to be able to come to a place like this and, you know, be able to sharpen my skills and learn from them, and also they can do the same for me as well. So I'm excited to get to work.
Malachi, in some of your interviews, you mentioned your work ethic and how your family has helped shape that. Can you go into more detail about that, your work ethic, how that ties in?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, as a kid, I was homeless twice. And I kind of, there was a period of time where I didn't really see my parents because they were working, you know, day shifts, night shifts, whatever the case may be. But I've never seen them not work for anything. And that kind of, I saw it and it turned me to who I am today. Like when things don't go my way, when I don't know what to do, like I put my head down and work. And it's always been what I do. It's a part of who I am. It's how I go about my business and just doing things the right way. Like I said earlier, just keeping your faith up front and staying true to yourself. I mean, I've seen that from my parents and then I've seen it from my sister as well. So like all the people who set a great example for me to follow, I just got to follow their footsteps.
Zach, you mentioned how impressed you were by his pro day workout. Was there anything there that you saw that added to your evaluation of him that maybe you didn't know?
Yeah, I mean, you see it on film, but then just getting real close on the field where you can really see the movement skills and the ball skills. I mean, he made a catch where he got deep, he pedaled, got deep, broke on the ball beautiful, made an acrobatic catch, and then jumped right over. They had, like, some tape and a rope, and he saved himself and jumped over it all in one motion. I mean, and everybody in attendance was just wowed. And so after that workout, I honestly personally was saying, yeah, there's no way he's going to get to 27. Like, there's no way. Like, all the coaches, the GMs and the head coaches were there, were raving about him. But the pro day was so impressive. Like I said, it was one of the best workouts I've seen. And it's good to see that, because on film, you can see movement skills, but seeing it up close kind of checked that box. And he obliterated the box. It was really impressive.
Malachi, just over the last couple of years, we've seen Georgia guys get drafted and then have like immediate impact wherever they land. Just kind of, what is it about what's going on in Athens that has led to a lot of early success for that?
Yeah, I think it's just how the program is ran. They try to run it like a pro-type program, but also guys buy into the culture, the way that we do things, the way that things need to be done. I mean, you see it, like when people have success, why wouldn't you follow in their footsteps? Why would you not do the things that's been working? So, like, we get a bunch of guys who really want to come in and be a part of that culture. When they buy in, they see it leads to success.
Okay. Who do you consider some of your football mentors, and who did you lean on during this whole pre-draft process and getting to this point?
Yeah, the biggest guy, Chris Smith, who's with the Raiders, he was my mentor when I first got to college. He taught me a lot about ball, but also, you know, just how to be a pro, how to go about my business. And then a lot of guys that I played with last year, Tyke Smith, Javon Bullitt, Kamari Lassner, just leaning on guys like that who went through the process last year, who were able to have success in the league early. Just reaching out for advice. You know, it's, you never really know what's going to happen. But, you know, like I said, your story's already written out, so just having faith in that and just being ready when your name is called.
How much do you think the big game experience you had at college level is going to help?
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge. And I'm not saying it's the same, but just being able to have that opportunity to be in those types of game in those environments, I think it's prepared me very well.
The bitter rivalries in the SEC compare a little bit to the rivalries in the AFC North, don't you think?
Just a little bit, yes, sir.
What do you think those battles, how they'll translate to the battles in the AFC North going forward in your pro career?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's football and it's passion. You know, when you get programs who really care about football, and that's what you get. So just being able to come to an organization like this who like has that passion about football, and who is willing to take a shot on me, I think I'm gonna do the most of my opportunity.
Zach, you watch the film. There are a lot of tape, a lot of reps where he's manning guys up in the slot, which I think is not something you see from a lot of safety prospects. But what does that speak to what he can be in the NFL and just, I guess, the trust that Georgia had in him to do that?
Yeah, it just shows that the versatility that we talk about. Like you said, it's not a lot of safeties who can do the zone, come up and tackle, play in a deep part of the field, and then most importantly, play man, not just on tight ends, but on receivers. And Malachi did that at a high level. So, that's a bonus and plus for us, because we'll be able to use his skill set to the fullest and maximize his skill set that he's worked at and he's been blessed with. So I don't anticipate that really changing here for us. So that's something that we value a lot. I think that if you look at our secondary room, you see that a lot of our guys can do everything. So that's why Malachi was so appealing to us. So I'm excited about it.
Malachi, you talked about your football IQ and your knowledge of the game. What would you contribute that to?
Chris Smith, but also just like my coaches at Georgia. Will Muschamp, Kirby Smart, Coach Schumann, Coach Fran, Dante Williams, T-Rob, who was at Bama last year. Just being able to be in a program like that and really dive into it. I think me being able to play different positions in college really opened my mind to learning football and sort of aspects. So just being able to be in a place like that with guys who really care about football allowed me to really open my vision and learn ball.
Malachi, you know what number you're going to wear?
24. If I can get it, I'll get it. If not, it don't matter what number I got. As long as I'm on the field, it don't matter.
Okay.